The statistics were revealed at a meeting in Bulawayo to discuss an interim poverty reduction strategy paper being drafted by various stakeholders. Out of the country's 10 provinces, the figures show that in Matabeleland North, 80% of the population is generally poor, while 40% is living in abject poverty. With general household poverty at nearly 71% and extreme poverty at about 19%, Matabeleland South is ranked third, while the Bulawayo Metropolitan Province has the least percentages for both general and extreme poverty levels countrywide. National Coordinator of the Poverty Reduction Initiative, Jasmine Chipika, said although the numbers of households as well as individuals in general and extreme poverty have been lessening over the years, most Zimbabweans remain poor. She attributed the trend mainly to the continued existence of an economy characterized by duality, in which a small formalized segment coexists with a highly marginalized and largely poor rural sector.
These high levels of poverty seem to be a structural feature in the country. There must be something very deep-rooted in our economy or whatever which is sustaining these high poverty levels. And we suspect it's the dualistic nature of the economy. A large majority of the people bunched in the rural areas where very little is happening in terms of economic activity. We also note that while poverty can be structural, there is also a version of it which is caused by our own policy making. If you put certain policies in place in a country and they don't work, even people who are not poor can actually fall into poverty.
The study also states that employment in the country's formal sector has drastically dwindled due to company closures and downsizing owing to economic decline, which in turn has compelled workers to join the informal sector. It notes that informal employment is generally associated with high vulnerability to poverty. Chipika said while the survey shows that the country registered relatively high employment levels of 80% in 2014, the quality of employment is low, resulting in low incomes and the subsequent perpetuation of poverty.
We are engaged in low productivity, economic things, graduates selling hair, or in the informal sector. All these things, they explain in a measure there's a person who is economically engaged. But when we look at your poverty indicators, you are saying, so we need to resolve the nature and quality of employment in the country.
The government has often touted the high percentages of people in the informal sector as showing that most Zimbabweans are employed, but observers have noted that such employment is not gainful. Western Region Chairperson Rizin Ngwenya of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, who attended the meeting held in the city this week, says the economic situation in Zimbabwe has resulted in few individuals getting rich while the majority remains poor.
In Zimbabwe today, there are the extremely rich people who are about 10% or less, and the extremely poor people who are 90%. Or more. What we're saying is that CTU is that we believe in any economy, the middle class is the economic driver. Those who are rich today are not prepared to part with their monies. They're not prepared to invest. Most of them, I can call them looters.
The leader of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, Jenny Williams, who also attended the meeting, said some of the country's economic problems can be blamed on poor governance.
We'll need a complete removal of all forms of discrimination and a complete enjoyment of all freedoms, human rights, and it will need each Zimbabwean citizen to feel that they have their space to be a full citizen and exercise all those rights and freedoms. Full stop.
Chipika said government, in collaboration with the World Bank, decided to embark on a national consultative process on poverty reduction in order to get input from various stakeholders, as this is the first time such a program is being done in the country. The program is said to be part of a raft of measures agreed to between Zimbabwe and multilateral finance institutions and aimed at helping revive the economy. The interim poverty reduction program is supposed to start from this year until 2018, when a 5-year program is expected to be put in place. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.